Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey everyone, before we jump into today's episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Yeah, that's right. If you're looking for a top-notch videographer or photographer for your business, events, or pretty much anything else, Peak Productions has you covered.
And get this, they don't just shoot your content, they actually manage your entire social media account. They come out, grab the best shots of your videos, schedule a whole week's worth of content so you can kick back, focus on what really matters, like running your business or just enjoying life.
Exactly. These guys are all about delivering high quality results without making you lift a finger. And the best part, if you're listening to this on the Lads Podcast, you get 20% off your first job with them. Just mention us when you reach out.
So go ahead, follow Peak Productions on their social media, get in touch with them. Trust us, your content has never looked this good.
Yeah, shout out to Peak Productions.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like to thank everyone that's listening to this podcast.
Thank you.
Snoopy.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and don't forget to tell a friend or two and hit subscribe.
It's definitely, do a bit of sharing around.
Oh, definitely. Tell a mate. Tell a mate that's driving a truck. Tell a mate that's building a house.
Yeah.
How are you, Marty?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Welcome to the Lads Podcast.
Fuck,
mate. Lifestyle adventure and daily stories.
Fucking, that's what we're about, sir.
Definitely. How are you?
Mate,
Hang on. Should we?
It's hump day.
Should we?
It's a school night.
No, it's school holiday still.
Oh, okay, so we can have a beer.
Of course we can.
Thank fuck for that. I thought it was school night because,
Nah, let's get into the first beer. Right. Look at this one. We haven't had an IPA for a while.
No, and I'll tell you what, it's a magenta. Magenta coloured?
Yeah.
What's it called? Brohonia.
I'll let you pronounce that.
Bro,
you ha ha.
Bro, a brouhaha.
That's a brouhaha.
Indian pale ale. Indian pale ale. Yeah. So you know what I like in India?
Get this India?
Get it India.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm trying to read this bottom bit. I need specs though. Grounded by a malt. Oh, fuck, man. This is so hard to read.
Yeah, mate.
No, I can't even see it. No, I'm not even going to try. You put your specs on and try and read that bottom spiel. Grounded by a malt backbone, this trio of... Fuck, I don't know what that word is.
I'll tell you what, we're lacking the five P's, six P's here. The prior preparations.
Yeah. Someone would probably take a photo.
Fuck it.
You could probably take a photo of it.
Let's just drink it and just fucking tell them what it's like.
Well, I reckon that too, but I'm just going to take a sneaky little photo and zoom in on it because we've got the technology to do that.
Yep.
Here we go. Grounded by a malt backbone, this trio of American hope, scream citrus and stone fruit, big, juicy, so drinkable. I would never have been able to read that. Anyway, that's what it says.
Let's give it a go.
I'm really glad I took that photo.
The proof will be in the pudding, sir.
Oh.
You go. Upper.
Yeah, I think I've got to practice a bit more.
No, I'm around the eights.
Yeah, what was it all right?
Like I think it sounded actually pretty good.
I think I turned my ears off for a second.
You're a bit nervous, I think, sir. Nervous pull. You've had a nervous pull,
A nervous one?
Yeah.
I don't think that... Well, it's probably been a few nervous ones when you get, before you get busted.
Yeah. What's the most sensitive thing on your body when you're having a pull?
Your ears.
Your ears. Here's my go.
Righto. Fuck, it's taking a while. Dude, did you hear that in the background?
I hope the listeners could hear that.
Yeah, so that crack, I'm going to give that crack a 9.3 yeah. because you actually had not only your crack, but we had something fall on the roof.
And I reckon it was like a fat 10-year-old kid running across the top.
So at the same time as the crack, we've got this other... So I can't wait to hear that back to see if it actually came through on the on the audio.
Oh.
Mm.
I'm liking pale ales. I've never been one drawn to them, but yeah, a pale ale now is actually, yeah, it's got a, I don't know, a pale ale taste.
Jeez, you're all over it.
I'm fucking, yeah, like, I'm a beer connoisseur.
You are?
Mm. Just like fitness. I'm a fitness connoisseur too.
I think you've said this one before, and I missed
it. I'm going to fit this can into my guts.
You're going to fucking fit many of them tonight.
I know, it's hump night. It's fucking, it's Wednesday, mate. You can't be fucking up all night drinking.
Have you rated this drink yet? You rated it? Actually, we haven't rated it yet.
I think we should rate it on the second one.
On the second, yeah.
Because it's think
it's got a bit of an aftertaste.
It's got a lot of,
I don't know.
A lot of flavour.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, anyone that wants to go get a bro-you-ha-ha.
A brouhaha.
That's not how you say it.
Brouhaha.
Well, yeah, brouhaha. Brouhaha, Indian pale ale. Yeah. Yeah, go get your hands around it.
And what that's this is American one, isn't it? You were saying?
Well, it's got American hope dreams. Hope?
I think America's got a lot of fucking hopes and dreams coming up to their election.
There's a bit going on over there, isn't there?
Oh.
But we're not going to get into that, are
Mate,
we?
They're a bit like Aldi.
Are they?
Yep. They're good but different.
They're good but different.
Yeah, they are. They're good but different. Good people, but they're different.
Have you been to America?
No, never.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
One day?
Yep, tomorrow. Let's go.
Oh, okay. Book flights. Fucking let's go.
No, I do. I actually have a one of the workmates, Jamie. Shout out to Jamie. He's actually heading over to Houston, Texas.
Oh, fuck
a motorbike,
off.
For a motorbike club.
Okay. Is he going to Colin Edwards' boot camp?
Hmm? What's this?
That's in Texas, Houston, I think, maybe.
I've not even...
So what motorbike camp are you talking about?
So yeah, I think it's called... Oh, he's going to fucking kill... Oh, no, it's called the Booze Fighters.
Oh, okay.
That's the club name. So
yeah, right.
It's an American born and bred thing. It's sort of introduced over to Australia, and
yep.
He's a member of that, and is flying over to Houston to,
yep.
Ooh. Take part in bit of a ride, and yeah.
Yeah, good. Mm. Okay, that's cool.
I don't think they're doing much riding, actually. I think they're just, yeah... To sort of meeting the American members and yeah.
Oh, yeah, good.
So,
well, and anyway, your week. Hang on a second. Did we talk about your ride yet? I don't think we did.
No, we didn't. No, we interviewed Noah straight after the ride.
So, how was your ride? Because you went on a ride on the week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah.
You went and got on the bike with the boys.
So, that was the first ride after we've lost Phil. So, yep. Phil was definitely. A major part of this one, but yeah, no, it was it was a good ride. It was a ride that we've always done down to Tenerfield. Very lacking in preparation because Phil used to do all the prep,
and
it definitely showed that. So we made it to Tenerfield okay, but we got there early, which he wasn't about. So we'd if we were getting there a little bit quicker, he'd bypass and
find down some else.
Dirt roads and stuff like that. So we end up in Tenerfield and. Pretty drunk pretty early that night, actually. So.
Well, it's a good reason for it.
Yeah. So, well, there's only 22 steps from our Tenerfield Tavern to the hotel room. So, it's, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So, I'd done the first night. The first night was a big smoke bomb. So, I just went.
Did you?
I'm fucking out. Yeah. Like, I was drunk enough.
Oh, you okay. Yeah. You
got drunk enough. I'm just
going,
fucking exit stage.
And you've got to ride the next day. So, you've got to find, you've got to be responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course we are.
100%
all the time. So yeah, done the big smoke bomb, but I'll tell you what, the second night didn't they fucking get me?
Oh,
big time.
So this then it would be the Saturday night.
Yeah, so I'll sort of go back a little bit more through it. So we sort of because we hadn't planned anything, so we're just sort of riding, and so we went down through Mullumbah, Yukai.
Oh yeah,
through that way.
Isn't Yukai a nice little area?
Yukai is beautiful. We always stop there and have a beer.
Yeah, I went to a wedding there. Fuck, many moons ago.
Mm. Beautiful it's spot.
A beautiful little spot.
Yeah. Mm. Love Yukai. So Yukai, then into Kyogle Casino.
Yep.
And out the back way into Tenerfield.
All of the Northern Rivers, eh? Like,
oh, mate, it's a whole lot of that area. And it's right on my doorstep.
Yeah, it's,
and I think that was one of the moments of gratitude when I was riding back with the boys, because we've got some at Croy, we've got one at Burpengary, and I can't remember where Craig was from, but yeah, he's from up around that way anyway. So,
yep.
But sort of dropping back in, just going.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Look, this is...
this is just over the hill.
A half a day ride.
Yeah.
To sort of to get to Tenerfield. And then
down to Tenerfield. But yeah,
sort
yeah.
Of, you sort of go up in through Binnaburra or bloody
yeah.
through there or
yeah, but like the border ranges and then northern the northern yeah. rivers is literally from here where the studio is, you can drive an hour and you're in the northern rivers.
Yeah.
Like you're over the border.
It's absolutely beautiful. So shout out to New South Wales.
You yeah, they've actually
got a fucking good spot and good riding roads too. So
I'll tell
you what, I'm going to give them a fuck off straight up.
Oh, you got a fuck off.
Yeah. Why the fuck are they changing all the speed limits from 100 back down to 80?
Oh.
You just can fuck off with the 80 Ks an hour.
Have they? Is that because the road is...
Oh, it does. But look at the Mundoolin Connection Road.
To Canungra?
No. From sort of my place back into Jimboomba.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Is that all 80?
That's 80 now. So 80 the whole way. So it used to be 100 right down to...
Yep.
And then back into 80. But yeah, now they've just went... Oh, look. Fuck, we'll just change it. We'll just drop it down 20 Ks an hour. So.
Yeah,
right. So you can fuck off. Whoever the town planner is for that, fuck off.
Right.
But it's also a lot of the roads down in New South Wales. So the Oxley Highway, which is a really nice motorbike ride.
Yep.
They've changed that from 100 down to 80. Yeah,
they've actually done, now you said that, they've actually done the same thing on Camp Cable Road.
Yep.
Camp Cable's now 100%. 80 kilometres all the way through.
Yep. You just can fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off with the 80 Ks an hour.
Yes.
Yep.
Fuck. It's a thing.
It's a thing, mate. It's
fucking... We need to fucking make a bit of a fucking...
Oh, should we run for fucking parliament?
No, we should, mate. We should do something about the fuck off thing.
Well,
here
someone
about
has been on Mundoolin Road, so every time they put the new 80 K sign up, someone's been running over it. I do not know who, but fucking here. I'm going to cheers to you.
Cheers. Fuck yeah. Mm.
Yeah, we don't condone that.
So is there actually at the start of those roads, because at the start of Camp Cable, I'm sure there is a sign saying
new speed limit. Yep.
But I actually think that sign now is gone.
Yep, someone's run over.
Or that was only a very temporary thing, or someone's fucking run her over. But I did see that there was a sign saying temporary speed change zone, something like that. And yeah, it's 80 right through. So yeah, you're onto something there.
I think legally they have to do it for a certain time, so then they can book you after that. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So fuck off 80K signs.
Oh, fuck.
Stop reducing our roads from 100. Learn to drive, people.
And fix our roads too, you fuckheads. Isn't New South Wales roads, when you go over the border here, I'm going to pick on Lions Road. It's a great road. Fucking love the road.
Picturesque.
Yep, definitely. But how fucked up is the Queensland side?
Terrible.
Get to the border. Bow, bow. Hello.
Yep.
What's going on here?
Get your shit together, Queensland. Fuck. We're moving out.
Oh, just fix the fucking roads, will you?
Just fix the roads so we don't have to move. So, but yeah, so anyway.
We move out, other people come in.
The ride, so we get down to Tenerfield. I don't think anything to sort of report with from home. Like, sort of nothing.
It was a good ride.
Decent ride. Get down there. Pull up, we sort of always pull up and get a six pack at the bottle shop and go and have a couple of beers around the hotel.
Yep.
Talk about the stories and shit like that. And then he pulls out of his pannier a plastic bag, not full of drugs or anything.
Oh, like that. I'm thinking.
That's what I'm
pulling out what?
So we got t-shirts. So
ditches.
Renee, so Phil's wife.
Yes.
Had made t-shirts up with the BMW symbol. and still riding. So yeah, so that was pretty special. So we all wore them up to the pub that night. And
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Had an amazing feed at the Tenterfield Tavern. If you're fucking going through that place,
shout out to the TT.
Drop into there and have a fucking feed. Yeah, real good feed.
Tenterfield Tavern.
Mm. Good rooms too. So
yep,
yep.
It's been a while since I've been to Tenterfield. Yeah. I normally blow through there pretty quickly when you're on the way to somewhere.
Yeah, it's not that far away from here, so it's sort of it's normally only like a overnight ride for us, but we turned it into a two-night ride just because we could.
Yeah.
And the second day was terrible because we actually went, let's just get there and then we'll work out where we're going to go from there. So we all had plans. So there was one up to Binnaburra and fucking accommodation.
Yeah.
It's fucking nowhere at the moment. Like, you can't get accommodation anywhere.
Well, it was the start of school holidays too.
But we're in New South Wales.
Yeah, but it's Queensland school holidays back then. Yeah.
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 So, fucking, mate, I reckon
that just shows you how busy it is everywhere anyway.
Yeah, I reckon 7 o'clock in the morning till about 9:47, we fucking tried to find somewhere to get accommodation. So we end up finding some at Grafton. We got into Grafton at like 12:30 and we went, oh. This is not good. Like, we cannot fucking physically stay here.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be fucking drunk three times before we actually get to bed.
That's why you need a swag on the back of the ute.
Oh,
back of the ute. Fuck me. On the back of the bike.
Nah.
Roll down to the local park.
Nah.
Roll your fucking biker swag out and just pass out, Brads. Nah. Get like, your fla- get
like
your fucking.
I like the stars when I'm camping.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Don't want to see fuck. I
get your
see
long
five.
Neck bottle with your paper bag and just fucking pull up with the gang down there at the park.
No,
I'm sure that there'd be a
it's my
couple of people around
night.
The park there that you could party with.
No. So the second night, so we went back in through Grafton, went as far down as bloody Glen Innes, and sort of a few back roads here and there, and we end up fucking pulling up in Moolumbah.
Ah,
the
yes.
Second night.
Be Moolumbah.
Moolumbah.
Love Moolumbah.
And right on the river. Beautiful pub there.
Yeah.
Can't remember what it's called, but good food, good people.
Which side of the river were you on?
So we rode
in
over the river.
In the town.
Back onto the eastern side of Moolumbah.
Oh, yeah. So
back
that side.
Out. Yeah, on the way out.
On the way out, yeah. Mm. Yep.
I'd probably find it, but I won't.
Oh, it's just on. Yeah, it's on the river there.
Yeah, right on the corner.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
near
yeah,
the roundabout.
You're near the roundabout.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, it was actually. Yeah, it was good. So it was a good vibe. So we sort of got there about 4:30.
Yep.
So I had quite a few beers and we're playing a bit of a game. So it started in Tenterfield. So we thought we'd buy Phil a beer, Schooner of Gold. Fucking drop it on the table. That's for Phil.
Yep.
And it's sort of. It was just nothing. We were just going to leave it there. We weren't going to fucking do anything with it. And then if we mentioned his name.
Got a skullet?
No, he didn't have the skullet. He just had the fucking big chug out of it.
Oh, yeah.
We had a sip of the beer. So that's what sort of started. Like, it wasn't planned. It wasn't anything else. It just started happening. But I reckon Phil had fucking more beers that night than any one of us, because we're all telling fucking yarns
and
shit like that, and it's
so yeah, Phil's cup got emptied,
fucking many times. So
everyone was
going
that.
Back up. Yeah, it was really good.
That's good.
So he will never ever be forgotten.
No, and that's
never be forgotten. Not on one of our rides. Not, anyway,
and you know you've done
too bad often
annually. You always do 2-3 rides a year or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's always going to happen, isn't it?
So, and that's why Renee made us a shirt. So she wants us to do the memorial ride. And do the path that bloody Phil...
Yeah.
The route, sorry.
The route that he lost his life.
Because I normally say route, but it's actually route.
Route, route. Tomato.
Yep. So she wants us to do that. So we're going to all have our shirts for that one. And I think she's going to follow us in the car as well. So.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. So that'll be a good one to look forward to. So I think it was about 4 months now. So.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah, good.
But other than that, mate, there was a few funny stories that sort of happened on the ride, though. So it's... So Craig, who I'm not actually friends with, but he was invited on the ride that Phil lost his life on. So you sort of got to invite him back in there. So he rides a KLR 650 and we're on BMW 1250s.
Yes, yeah.
So like, mate, and this bloke is ringing his this neck. Fucking his neck. So you sort of riding up through the mountains and fucking checking your mirror. So fucking he's there. And, mate, if I had long hair, I reckon he'd be pulling it. Like, he's fucking wringing this thing's neck.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, more than capable bikes. I mean, we're doing a little bit easy, but sort of having a bit of a play in the mountain sort of thing. But
Is it a Lambs bike, that one?
I think they are, yeah. So yeah, I think
so there is a little.
You can do a little. A there couple, is. Yeah, there you is. Know.
There's a little tweak to bring him. So, Craig, if you're listening and you want a tweak, I can hook you up.
But, mate, he'd be about 7 foot, this fella, on a
He needs a tweak.
So he's like a sail. But
Oh, yeah.
And when he pulls up, so he has a drink and so does the bike. So we've got to give it some oil. So he's using the bill. So he's done about 60,000 Ks this KLR.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But yeah, he fucking is.
But he's probably due
riding
it for an upgrade soon, is he? Like, is he just going through his.
I don't think he will.
Oh, right.
I don't think he will. I think he's Craig KLR.
There you go. Mm.
And he's also filled it up once with fucking diesel.
Oh, fuck. Well, you can't laugh.
I cannot laugh. I can laugh because I've fucking done it. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can laugh.
No, it was it was really good. And then another moment, that, I'm going to fucking pick on you, Craig, because I can.
Yeah, fucking oath you can.
So he's a bit old school, Craig, probably a bit older than me, and he goes to pull out his phone for a photo that he wanted to share. It's just show us at the table.
Yeah.
So that's not it. So he fucking puts that phone over there, pulls out another one. Oh, that's not it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, fuck, we're on here.
Hey.
This bloke's a dealer. Like, he's got two fucking two phones. So at this stage, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, it's fucking, that's his second phone. Like, that's his work phone or maybe. I don't know.
Yep.
Fucking third one comes out. I see, fuck, we're on now.
Holy fuck.
No. So, and then the fourth one comes out.
No way.
Yeah, he's fucking four phones. So we've put a bit of mayo on it. So after that, we're calling Craig seven phones. But he only actually had four. So one is for like.
Dude, I need to know. Why the fuck?
So one is a 3G phone.
Yeah.
So they're turning off the 3G shortly, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's the phone. And then one is for 4G, so when they turns that one off, so he's got another one. And then one's for photos.
Mm-hmm.
So just his photo phones. And the fourth one is for all his music.
Oh, fuck.
I'm Craig. Just going, mate, we can actually, I can fucking help you here. Like, I'm not fucking technologically fucking advanced or anything like that, but... But he said, no, I don't want to be fucking working and then my Bluetooth music and then interrupts my fucking phone call, like by a phone call, because when, you get a phone call, Bluetooth fucking drops out. So, but yeah, so he had fucking four phones. I'm just going,
you're right.
You're a fucking dealer or something.
You got
like
something
this.
Going
so,
on.
But yeah, it was fucking fuck. So, and out of that come a name, fucking seven.
Seven.
So
which you might as well seven. Have seven one day
and
of the week.
He's 7 foot fucking tall too, so he's... Yeah.
Fuck. How, even just physically carrying seven phones.
Oh, yeah, no.
Four phones around.
You had a backpack for that, so.
You'd need to.
Yeah.
And you'd need fucking four different chargers because they're probably all different charge. Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
So.
Bit going on.
That was the story about Craig, so, mate, fucking
cheers. Well done. Yeah, right, eh?
Well, I've actually got to sign him up for a Spotify account too, so.
Oh, and
a
so Google account. Has he listened to any of this yet?
No, fuck no.
Oh, well fucking welcome, Craig. When you do.
When you do, fucking you do. Ring
he might need a fifth stories. Phone just for Spotify.
Well, you never know, mate. So I reckon I can lighten him up a bit. So, and that bike definitely needs a bit of lightening up. So.
Well, take fucking three phones away, it'll fucking go a lot faster. And three other chargers.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But no, we fuck. I can never remember the name of the town.
Well, you were at Moolumbar.
So Moolumbar coming back up through. Oh, fuck it anyway.
Oh, are you going up through the ranges, through the border?
Yeah, no, back this side. So, oh, fuck it anyway. Yep. I had a vegetarian pie, a vegetable pie.
How'd you go?
It was good.
Did you change?
No, I'm having meat tonight for dinner.
No, but did anything happen? Like, did an arm fall off? Or
no, and that's the thing is, like, vegetables are not going to sort of make you skinny or anything like that, because look at cows.
You're right.
They eat fucking vegetables and they get fat, so.
Fucking hell, yeah. Vegetable pie.
Vegetable pie, the first one I've ever had, so.
So was it good? Was it good?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, it was the only pie left there and that's why I had it, but that's it was okay, it. So. Mm. And I didn't die.
Could have been sitting there for a while. Lucky you didn't get fucking gonorrhea. It's been sitting there all day.
That's a sexual disease, isn't it?
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, that was you the had ride. Fucking j- that was the ride. I had a vegetable pie.
It's lucky you didn't pick up an STI. No, STD.
STI. STI. So STI is fucking Subaru, isn't it? WRX? Yeah. STI?
What was I thinking You're of?
A fucking retard.
Oh, fuck.
But I love you, sir.
Yeah, right. Yeah, cheers.
Fucking.
Oh, yeah, cheers to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
God, so. We've been dribbling. It's good. So. It's good to dribble.
But yeah, that was ride, mate. I reckon that was. There's a couple other stories. So fucking Gary.
There's always a Gary.
It's Gary. Gary. Speedy.
Shout out to Gary. His
name's Speedy. So the bloke we're actually interviewing next week is a good mate of him. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So Speedy always walks in. So he wears the flip top hat. The flip top fucking.
Flip top. Oh,
the motorbike helmet.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you do the whole.
Yep. So always walks into the fucking servo with
it. With it up.
Because you can. And like he's been asked to take it off a couple of times. He got a bit dirty about it once down in Singleton.
Yeah.
You remember that one. So.
Yeah.
But he always wears it. So we're already connected to our Bluetooth and everything. So.
Oh, so you can still hear
Gary,
the.
So Gary walks in. So just wait till he starts talking to you. Doesn't she look like she fell over in a fucking fishing tackle box, Gary? Because this chick had fucking pissings everywhere.
Yeah, so you're and filling you his ears see, up full of shit.
See the fucking, he was starting to drink beyond the counter and just sitting there going, just feeding him full of fucking shit. Go on, say it, Gary. Say it. Tackle box.
Yeah,
tackle
box. Yeah.
So you can see. He's fucking
playing with his head while he's trying to do his business.
He pretty much, I think he called me a see you next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
As he walked out. But he's done it a few times now, so I don't know whether he likes it or not. But it's one of the things we like to do with Gary.
Oh, that'd be piss funny to watch.
Yeah. It was like one of those videos where you sort of see where people could get fucking mic'd up and go in.
Yeah.
And you got to say this sort of shit. But
you just said, oh, did she fall over in a tackle box or what?
Yeah. So that was the funny things. But yeah, the ride was really good. Fucking great to get back on the bikes. Fucking love them. And yeah.
Thick.
Yeah. How's your week been?
Well, it's hump day, isn't it? It's been okay. A little bit of head noise there the other night, actually, but got through that. That was good. Yep. It's funny how sometimes you can just fucking get into some moods and then it takes a bit to get out.
Yep.
But otherwise good. There's another one of those fucking dangleberries. Dangleberries? What's a fucking dangle? Anyway. No, I'm all good. I'm good. It's only been 3 days since we caught up. I think Sunday to Wednesday.
Yeah, it was Sunday. Yeah, it was a bit of a, yeah, that was good.
So good yum, I went and watched, what I did finally fucking see was the new Deadpool movie.
Seen it.
How fucking, I've been.
How
like,
good.
Literally I was going to line up and be the first one to watch it when it first dropped. And I think it dropped only 2 months ago and just been fucking busy, right? So finally went and fucking watched it Sunday. Gold class. Always go to gold class. Always. So it was good.
What's your go-to for nibblies and drinks while you're in gold
class? What I normally do is take the with lollies, we'll go to fucking Woolworths or Coles and just get a couple of packets of whatever. You know, so there's M&Ms. Normally it's just peanut M&Ms, but this time we went in the mix up M&Ms. And I got some sour things, like sour stuff. And actually didn't eat any of that. They came home with us. But I think there was a third thing that we did eat. Maybe we didn't. But anyway, we did get the nachos. And, got
did you get a bevy?
Just a standard drink. Didn't get anything alcoholic. So I got the nachos at the start of the movie. And then halfway through, we got the big bowl of dessert for two. Like the big... It's like got three ice cream scoops of fucking ice cream and then wafers.
You love your sweets though.
Oh, dude. So it was a big bowl of sundae for two or something like that. So that was good. What do you do? Do you fucking go to town or what?
So I'm always with the wife and that. So she goes and gets the, so we always have frozen Coke. It's popcorn.
Yep.
I'm not a big popcorn fan, but I end up eating it. But always get a salted caramel cone.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, I think that's normally about... Yeah, that's about all I get. But that cannot be opened. Can't be. It can't be open until the movie actually starts.
Oh, yeah.
So it sits there and I wait.
I don't think we even got anything until the movie did start.
We're going into fucking POV class here.
So it's sitting there.
Fucking, I know it's melting into the cone and that, but as soon as that movie starts.
You let it sit there.
I've got to let it sit there. I can't eat
what
it
the
until
fuck?
It actually starts.
Why?
I don't know. It's just a thing I do.
Holy fucking hell, man.
You don't have a thing like that?
No.
So, and then when I open it up, it's like.
Yeah, you're annoying the fuck out of everyone. And you're giggling to yourself because you know you're annoying the fuck
mainly
out of
mainly Nat. Like she's sitting there.
She's going, can you be fucking quiet? You do this every fucking time.
Fucking, yeah, rip it open real slow and like rough the fucking paper out. It's only in the fucking credits and shit. But
yeah.
And then,
well, that's not the movie starting.
And then, yeah, it fucking dribbles all down the front of me. Because
you've let it fucking half
fucking
melt.
Yeah, so, but that's the thing I do and that's what I do. Love me for who I am, not what you want me to
be. So anyway, went and finally watched it. Deadpool, and you know what? I've been, you know, a massive Marvel fan and massive Deadpool fan. I fucking love Deadpool. Yeah. Ever since I've seen the very first one years and years and years ago, I just went, dude, how can it get any better?
Why do you reckon it's different? Like it's...
Oh, I think that simply because there's interactions with the camera and you feel like you're in the movie. So when Ryan Reynolds plays...
He's talking directly to you.
Yeah, like he'll pan to the camera and actually say something fucking...
Hilarious
or insignificant or whatever as a joke. Yeah. And this last one, he takes the piss out of... Because Disney and Fox Studios have joined together. So like... they're saying it's the death of Fox Studios or something like that. I'm like, is it?
We won't give too much away for the people that haven't watched it. But
well, fuck them. Go and watch it. You should. It's already been out for 2 months. Yeah, you should have already seen
so
it.
So many fucking things that you just.
So absolutely love it, and the ending there, like with fucking all the Deadpools coming out with fucking the wannabe Deadpools, it's just fucking so good.
So that's the Lady Deadpool is Ryan Reynolds' wife.
Yes,
and one of his kids.
Yeah,
was actually in there as well.
Matthew McConaughey played the cowboy Deadpool.
Did he?
Yeah, that was Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. So, Kels picked that up straight away. Well, she didn't know who it was until the credits up there at the end. All the credits came up with all of it, and she saw Matthew McConaughey as cowboy Deadpool.
I reckon you could watch that 5 or 6.
Oh, I'm gonna have to.
Still miss.
I'm gonna have to
bits and pieces.
Fuck yeah! So, there was so much going on. So. If you don't know anything about Deadpool, you need to start from the start. There's no point going out watching Deadpool and Wolverine and Hugh. I was about to say Hugh Hefner. Fuck me, Hugh Grant. Fuck, I've got them all mixed up. Hugh Jackman. Fuck, does an amazing job again.
Yeah, he's
Just apps. And it takes a piss out of his divorce as well.
He's gay, isn't he?
No. He just broke up with his missus. Fucking 6 months
ago.
He's gay.
Nah.
He is. Nah. Yep. Nah. Yep. Nah. Yep. Nah.
Yep.
Nah. Yep. Nah. Yep. I'll keep going. He's not.
He is. He's gay. Nah, that was the whole thing. I've seen it on fucking Facebook. So.
Nah, you fucking kid yourself. No, he's not.
He's fucking off me.
Okay, so Deadpool's peaceful extinction. So I can't. I'm not even going to fucking go through it. Fuck is all.
That's just fucking. He's gay.
It comes crashing down when the time. Oh fuck! I was going to give you a review, but now you can get fucked. Anyway,
I've seen it.
Well, that's good. That's good. So, actually, now what it comes to, why I brought this up as well is, do you know how much Ryan Reynolds is worth?
$537 million.
Fuck you. You read, didn't you? You read my notes.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to start putting my notes in a different fucking section. But anyway, good on you. I'm glad you're actually
536. Oh, I was fucking wrong then.
You were wrong.
Oh, only bought fucking
1 million out. All right. So Ryan Reynolds is net worth estimated around a staggering $536 million.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, he's worth every fucking.
Oh, fucking oath he is.
I love him.
And that may be falsified or not falsified. There was a few different variants of it. So anyway,
I'd love to know the calculations on how they worked this out. obviously what his movies, how much he was paid and
yeah, correct.
Blah, blah, blah. But yeah, there'd be a lot of unhanded deals and fucking
yeah, oh, all fuck that yeah sort of shit. But it's so a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
Do you know how much Hugh Jackman, or you should do because you've read my fucking notes?
273,000.
Oh, you're still wrong.
233.
No, you're well, wrong. You're wrong.
What I'll tell you. 1 second.
275. You were two off.
You know why I read your notes?
Well, why?
I like to know what time you're actually putting your notes in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually, my joke for this week, I didn't put in this section.
Oh,
just so you know, just so you don't fucking know it.
Oh. So it must be a good one.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, well, probably not. It's probably another. Fuck, you got me the other day with that joke. Fucking hell. You fuckers. I'm going to give a shout out to, you were just talking about Mwilumba.
Yep.
So there is a podcast called The Two Flogs.
Yep.
From Mwilumba. So I'm going to give a shout out, even though they don't listen to us. One day they might.
Not yet.
But I was just was watching their on Instagram this afternoon. Curb has given a shout out to, so there's Curb and Gibbo down at The Two Flogs, have just given the shout out to the two Bloody Brilliant Beers, you know, Klutzy and Das.
Yep.
From in Brisbane. They do their potty in the...
Caxton.
Fuck, I nearly had them. Anyway, so Curb's given them the shout out to have a round of golf as a two-man team Ambrose. And he's going to do the full green jacket. So, you know, whoever wins gets to take the jackets, you know.
How good would it be to fucking be a part of that?
That's what I'm getting to is Curb, fuck, let's make it a three-way. Oh, fuck.
A four-way?
Four-way. Anyway.
Four's good.
Yeah. Oi, hook us up because we play golf.
Mm.
So if the boys are from the Bloody Brilliant Beers, if those lads, Das and fucking Klutz, if they can't make it, then yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll take them on.
Give us a call.
We'll take them on.
Yeah. How was our last effort we played, Ambrose?
Well, it was a while ago. When they fucking presented the green jackets. We actually
we went straight to the fucking pub.
It was woeful.
Yeah, I know.
Woeful. But
so I'm going to give a shout out to Curb right now. Yep. If you're ever up for a game of golf, and I know you are because you play every Wednesday morning, I think you keep fucking telling everybody.
I reckon I know someone that has his number.
Yes. I reckon I get his number, but... I'm not going to chase. I'm not going to chase him. I just want him to listen to this in the podcast and then coming at me. Anyway,
he'd be a busy man.
And he's only just over the hill. And you know what? We could call it if we do get involved. It could be a state of origin, New South Wales versus Queensland.
Fuck yes.
It could be a three series. So you know, if they won it the first time, and we play down in Mwilumba, right? The first time.
It's a nice golf course,
Mwilumba. It is. And then the second
go get lessons if we actually fucking
the second game would have to be here in Bow Desert Golf Course.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's a decider, it's wherever. And then
maybe the listeners could
and
actually
then you yeah. and then you win the gold the green jacket for the year. It could be like a yearly and we'll make a trophy, a bit like the trophy I have with the bike racing.
Yep.
We could make a trophy and you get to take it home. Until the next competition.
Yeah, if we wanted, it'd probably sit just here.
Oh, it'd look nice here in the studio.
Yeah.
So we could all either call it like a state of origin, or it could even be Battle of the Borders. Or Battle of the Border Ranges, because they're on one side of the range, and we're on the other side of the range.
I like it.
So it could be Battle of the Border Ranges. So shout out, Curb.
Yep.
If you want to have a, if the boys don't want to do it, or if they're too busy, fucking give us a shout out, we'll fucking... We'll come and play
we'll
a game of...
We'll take their place.
We'll play a game of... two flogs. Flog spelt backward is golf. I didn't just fucking work that out.
It is so.
I wonder if that's their connection to flog. Anyway.
He does love his golf though.
Does love he? It. I just had a fucking little brain aneurysm there. Okay. So, yeah, man. Oh, and I've been called out. I got someone sent in a little rant that I want to play for you.
Righto.
I just got to find it. I actually didn't put it in me notes, did I?
Actually, while you find it, press got it. Pause. I got it. Actually, I need to do a wee-wee.
Righto.
You
Yes, welcome back. Welcome the fuck back.
Was that a South African accent?
That's a bit of Tony Gregg there, fucking oath.
My wife cannot do an accent to save herself.
Really?
No. So every accent, so it might be like a South African accent. Like so you
very,
that.
That's a very thick one.
It's a very thick one. Or like Kiwi or anything.
Hey, bro.
It always comes back as Chinese. 100%. It doesn't matter what she does.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
I reckon that's more Japanese, actually.
Haro.
Haro.
How do you spell haro in haro? What?
Anyway, moving.
Yeah, fucking moving. Oh, so that's what we were talking about. I had, we had a rant come in. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to play it.
Right out.
That's if it plays. Hopefully it doesn't have a hissy fit because I haven't downloaded it. Anyway, let's...
G'day, Stiffy. G'day, Barney. It's Coity's neighbour here again. I'd just like to touch on Stiffy's little homosexual experience that he had at the beach with his boyfriend rubbing lotion into his back and using the excuse that
he had to take one
for the team so my missus didn't have to do it. Yeah. I could guarantee you there was nobody else in that vehicle that was going to rub lotion on old mate's back.
Fuck
that was all you, Stiffy. You custard ass motherfucker. That is just wrong, man.
100%.
Next thing you're going to tell us, you were both wearing a pair of dick togs and, yeah. Fucking hell, mate. I got no words whatsoever. That is just wrong.
Yeah, fucking wrong.
Wrong. That's, I don't know whether that's a fuck off or that's a fuck you or what that is, but fucking hell, mate. That is shit.
That's a anyway, fuck off your gay.
That's my rant. Good luck with that, Barney. I feel sorry for you, buddy. Catch ya.
Fuck.
Oh, that fucking creased me.
Yeah, there you go. Cordy's.
Yeah, no, look, I'm glad someone else called you out because I'm sort of sitting there going, like I'm a mate, like fucking you should be fucking supportive. But no, fuck you because you shouldn't be rubbing sunscreen on someone else's back, and especially if it's male.
So, yeah, I agree. Like, I shouldn't be doing it.
Mm.
So
why did you do it? So secretly you was gay?
No.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
you've been called out.
I was put in a position.
You like it. No, you like it. You like it. Fuck off. You like it.
Fuck off.
Fuck,
mate. No, you can get fucked.
I've got fucking backup now, so.
Yeah, you got backup, but you can go get fucked.
No, I've never done it.
You've never done what?
Done it to the kids?
Like yeah. Yeah, I would agree with you if I was on my own and that bloke was on his own and he walked up and said, hey, big boy, you want to rub
so
some...
that's probably actually going you know, back
then I would say,
episode,
right.
Because my memory's so good. So you were saying probably his wife was back at home reading a book.
I was
maybe Kel was also back home reading a book. And Kel and the kids, no one was there.
I've got proof that they were there.
I reckon they'd fuck.
I've got witnesses. Yeah, so I've got proof. I've got witnesses. So no, you can get fucked with that idea. But I agree. If I was on my own and he was on his own, full gay.
Yep.
Fucking oath. Agree. Yep. But it wasn't. You're a fuck. No. You can get both. You can get fucked. Cordy's next door neighbour. I was going to call you out then by your real neighbour. Fuck ya. Cordy's next door neighbour. You can get fucked.
Fucking give me his phone number. We need to speak.
No, you can fuck off.
So if anyone sees Stiffy down the fucking coast or all that, you've got some sunscreen, just fucking randomly walk up and ask.
And you've got to have a hairy back.
Because fucking Stiffy will.
I won't do it unless you've got a hairy back. Silly. If you don't have a hairy back, don't ask me.
Fucking thanks for that. Now I've got backup. Look, I actually felt. I felt a little bit bad before because I was going, oh, he's a mate. I should be supportive. I should be doing this. But now, no, you can fuck off.
Yeah,
with
that's
that,
why I didn't. That's why I didn't want to tell you about it until we came on air.
Yeah.
And I actually played it because I knew you were going to get a fucking kick out of it.
Yeah, that's good.
Because you got Cordy's next door neighbour on your side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck.
And so he should be too.
Oh.
Yeah. Because he obviously could tell that I was off you about that.
Oh, so, he knew straight away. And I'm going by my word. I took one for the team.
I want to be that sensitive new age guy. I want to be that fucking, but nah. Nah.
Off it. So if I'm in that circumstance ever again, what should have I done? Just tell him to get fucked.
Punch him in the nose.
Oh, you've got violence. You've got action.
Similar to, like, that's the last part. You're like, don't punch him in the nose straight away. Just go. Oh, no. You need a shirt. I don't put sunscreen on fucking blokes. So don't ask.
Oh,
there's some merch for us.
Oh, God.
What's you brought this on yourself, Stiffy.
Well, yeah.
100% you brought this on yourself.
Is it? Yeah, is it my? Is it,
yeah.
It's my you. Own my own
yep,
fault?
Yep.
Righto, I'll just have to cop it then.
Yep.
Like a man. What's that saying? You're not a man until you've had a man? Fucking hell. I'm not a man then.
Cordy. Fuck. We need to catch up.
Cordy's next door neighbor.
I need to fucking, yeah. I need to fucking catch up.
Shout out to your Cordy's next door neighbor. Fuck you. Anyway, I just share.
Yeah, actually, I'll tell I you just what, share you're my brave. You're even brave playing that. I would have fucking deleted it. I wouldn't.
Nah, fuckers. I'm all about having a laugh. Yep. It's for fun. Yep. So it's all good. I want Cordy's next. I want everyone to fucking call me out. Fucking oath. Bring it on. Stiffy loves it. Fucking hell, Stiffy loves it.
Stiffy loves.
Fucking hell.
Loves rubbing
sometimes
blokes.
I don't know. What? Why do I say shit?
I don't know. We just do.
Oh, Jesus. You want another beer? Ah, fuck yeah. I'm there. Yeah. Get that fucking fridge door open, Braz. Oh, what's that? Oh, that's a handy crack. Oh, I get to do it again.
That was just the plastic.
What do you call these things?
I think they're a turtle saver.
Isn't it dolphin? Dolphin? Wasn't it dolphin?
No, I think turtles. Turtles also get stuck in fucking...
You know, the old VB. The old ones.
The old ring pulls, yeah.
Yeah, weren't they dolphins? Dolphin killers?
I don't know. Maybe we could sort of Google it. Go.
I'll crack. Yeah, solid. Go for it. Fuck, yours just keep going, don't they? Oh, it's a frothy too. It's got to be. How's the head on yours?
If it needed sunscreen, I'd be. You'd be putting fuck sunscreen off. On it.
You just can get fucked.
It's a boy.
Muttley. Here comes a Muttley laugh off fucking. What's that cartoon character's name? That Muttley fucking dog? You shouldn't have taken that microphone away because you were just starting to wind up Muttley.
I was about to spit shit all over it.
Doing the whole fucking Muttley fucking laugh. Putting your fucking right into it.
Stiffy's gay.
He's not.
Maybe.
Not a man till you've had a man, eh? Fucking get that in ya. Mate, what we missed out on while you're away, which I didn't even know was on.
No.
Jimboomba Meat Festival.
Okay, so whoever's fucking... Before I start anything in this, whoever the fuck was organising this, fucking get some better advertisers.
I didn't know it was on. Like, bad. I mean, I might be living under a bit of a rock.
Yep.
But I still didn't know.
Okay, didn't talk know. Me through that, because that was a fucking... It was pretty packed, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. I gave my niece, one of my nieces, a shout-out. I thought she was going to go, so I said, oh, are you going to go? I need a review. Send me some photos, send me some pickies, bro. But she went to the Bowie Hotel and got on the piss instead.
Yeah. So you didn't go yourself?
No, I had things on as well. Yeah. Like you had things on, I had things on.
It was very poorly organised, I thought.
Yeah, but it was packed. So obviously, you know.
We didn't get an invite.
No, but it was packed. It was probably over capacity anyway. But it looked amazing. So I only went past there on the Thursday, Friday and Saturday while I was setting up. And the Thursday has been the first time I've seen it. I'm like, holy fuck, what's going on here? And I saw the banners and whatnot. But anyway, no, it looked good. I have seen some reels on Scotty Bannon's Facebook site where a bit of a review leading up to it and, of course, on the night. Looked amazing. They've done a fantastic job. It looked good. So I can't give you much more than that, as in they had, obviously, meat trucks there. They had country music playing, they had bands. It was only, and you know what? It was only $15 to get in. And it went from 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock. So there's 8 hours.
Oh, so it was 2 o'clock p.m.?
In the afternoon.
So I know why you didn't go.
Oh, here we go. What was I busy fucking rubbing sunscreen or something? No,
because
back.
Like fucking from 3 o'clock onwards is fucking low UV, so you wouldn't have had to fucking put sunscreen on blokes. Fuck,
yeah, there we go.
That's fucking why you didn't go.
That's why I didn't go.
There was no blokes there.
I'm glad we got that out. you've got me now. You and Cordy's next door neighbour can get fucked. So the 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock, $15 a head. Awesome. It's an event that we need to think about for next year. Obviously, there was meat trucks. Obviously, there was kids rides. There was country music. It was all going on for a Saturday afternoon, and the weather turned it on too. Saturday was actually quite a hot day, as in from about 9 o'clock in the morning.
Do you need sunscreen?
Fuck off. From 9 o'clock in the mornings right through, it was a hot kind of a day. So from about 3 o'clock onwards, you can get fucked. There's the snort. Fucking hell. That, I'm glad the audio got that too. I'm going to shove a fucking witch's hat up your ass in a minute.
Yeah, so carry on, mate. Sorry. Sunscreen and old mate's back hell. And then what happens?
This is what happens. This is what happens when fucking Cordy's next door neighbour gets involved.
Yeah.
But anyway, bring it on. And anyone else that wants to be involved with the show and pay me out, all for it.
Or even give me a go. So
just send it in. Fucking send your rants in. Whatever you want to talk about. Rant on. Abuse me. I love it. I can handle it.
So what's our...
What's the email address?
What's going to be... it's theladspotty@gmail.com.
Excellent. Well done. Events like that... We're going to have to do more of these events.
I think that's where we're sort of leading towards. So we've got all the gear and no idea at the moment.
Got all the gear and
but we've got
fuck
the people
idea.
Behind us that can fucking make us look good. So I think there's a few events coming up. We want to do the boxing.
Oh, dude. What? Yep, we got tickets. 2 tickets. Done. Tick.
You've done.
We've done. So let me get the date again because that is...
8th of November.
No, isn't it the 11th? Oh, no, you might be right. 8th of November.
It won't be the first time of the night.
8th of November.
Mate, give me numbers and I'll
can you
fucking,
say
I'm
that
on.
Name? So why are we going? Can you, it's obviously Dylan Gibb. Oh, fucking Biggs. Hell.
Can Dude. You say that name?
No, the one underneath. Say that name.
Yep.
Go. 3, 2, 1, go. Why,
no, I cannot say
you can't it. Pronounce it? Nothing?
I can't say it.
Yeah, fuck off. All right, so Dylan Biggs, of course, the Boaters at Storm, is fighting November the 9th. The 8th.
Still the 8th.
It is. Up at the Rumours International in Toowoomba. Isn't that the Garden City, isn't it? No? Yeah.
I'm not sure, anyway, mate.
Up at Toowoomba, the Boaters at Storm, Dylan Biggs versus... Now, I'm going to try and say this guy's name.
And then we actually press pause.
No,
actually, you say it. Go.
Calbur, D-H-A-K-A. That's, you know. It's
what about press pause?
No, fuck yeah. I'm not press pressing pause so you can... No, fuck
press
yeah.
Pause no. And then actually we find out how you actually say it.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, right, eh?
So I'm pretty sure it's the way you pronounce it is... The way I'm reading is Kilby Dakra.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm sure you fucked that up and I don't give a fuck anyway because I fucked it up because I'm fucking hopeless with that sort of shit. Yeah. Anyway, let's not take it away from
Dylan. So we're going
Dylan.
To that fight.
We are,
so
we're
you've
going.
We've got tickets.
We've got tickets.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
got tickets.
So we need to get some accommodation up there as well. So
yep. No, all sorted. So that's one event that we're sorted out for this year as well. So that's still 6 weeks away or 5 or 6 weeks away.
And I think one of the other events that we need to sort of look at, that we've looked at it, but I think my mate Benno is on the Flathead Classic this week.
It's this week.
It's
now.
This week. So it's now. So now he's actually out there fucking probably... He's probably out there, not out fishing now, but he's obviously done his pre-fish.
Mm-hmm.
So I also want to try to get him on too and actually talk us through and...
Yeah.
So where he sort of... Yeah, he's done, so...
But we need to look at what's coming up for the rest of the year.
Yep.
I'd love to go to some events. Not only just sort of motorsport events, but definitely to things like... It can be music. It can be... with foods and stuff like that. Just cool events, car shows, truck shows. Yep. There was a big truck show in Casino like a month ago we should have went to.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much
but
more.
There was,
we've only just started, so let's...
But anyway,
we need to get a big calendar and actually start...
Fucking oath we will. So, that's... Why I'm saying that is, we've been so busy for the last 4 months since we started this, or even actually longer, 5 months, with our own individual adventures with A and Lads... with me going bike racing, buggy racing, all that sort of stuff that we've been doing all this year, it's now sort of my off season, and it's like 6 months now till the next race season starts. So,
so do you know the only time that we've actually caught up other than doing a podcast?
Was with Noah?
No, that was, oh, that was one of the other ones.
Yeah, the Dragons, yep.
It was racing at fucking...
Oh, it was still racing, yeah.
The Gundy 500.
Correct. We still, the only time we've been away on a weekend was away racing, so...
Yep, so we need good, to do a few more of those, and now that we've got the gear and no idea, so...
Yeah, we need to pencil it in. And if anyone's got any suggestions, I should say as well, let's do a shout-out to our listeners. Definitely, if you've got something that's cool coming up that we might not know about, because fuck, we didn't even know about the thing that was in Jimboomer, and that's fucking 15 minutes away. So, yeah, give us a call, let us know. We'd love to come and check out whatever's going on the weekends, and come and join in the atmosphere and get the lads out there.
Be a part of it.
Yeah. I actually also reached out, I won't say his name, but I reached out to the BMW guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so haven't heard back yet, but yeah, I've reached out.
I'm pretty keen about that. So,
so I want to try and get him on. And then, yeah, hopefully that might even open up a few doors for other things.
There's more for
down the track. So anyway, I've reached out. So that's good. So that's a little bit about that. I've got some motivational stuff. Just a little clip I want to play. I might just put it on for you.
You stop being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. You changed.
There you go.
I've only got one thing to say.
Yep.
No one's coming to save you.
Yep.
You're gonna have to do it yourself.
Yep. Yeah, it just something like I was flicking through Instagram, you know, that sort of pops up. Everything, just those little things that come along that, you know, just it helps me, it motivates me to, you know, I've got pictures in my head, I've got goals in my head that I want to achieve. And like anyone else out there that, you know, if you're hitting roadblocks or people are telling you that you can't do that or you shouldn't do that, if you want something and if you think that it's a good idea, then fuck everybody.
Yep.
Fucking tell me you're fucked. If it's something like a side hustle, like what we're doing, this little side hustle, I don't give a fuck what anyone says. It's just you and me catching up.
Yep.
But if you guys have got something that you're wanting to do, then give it a go.
And even if that thing is rubbing sunscreen on someone else's back in fucking...
Give it a go.
On an island.
You never know. You might like it. Fucking you never know. What have you got to lose? Hey?
You don't. But what did you learn? What did you learn from that?
Just don't tell anyone.
Cheers, bros.
Get that India.
Yeah, nah. Fucking give it a go.
Give it a go. Give it a crack.
I'm not going to fucking be on that bed dying and going, I wonder if I should have tried that.
Oh, 100%.
Should have tried that.
What have you got to lose?
Or
you know, especially
that
if
person goes, oh,
you know, I'm not saying go out there and spend
and
$20,000 or blow a lot of money trying to set up something that you start baby steps.
Yeah.
If you haven't started yet, think about how you want to do it. Yeah. That's the thing I'm talking about. Like, even if it's something that you haven't started yet, but you've got in your head that you might want to give something a crack, and you've been told don't do that or it won't work or you know. Fuck them. If you've got a vision,
believe in yourself.
If you've got something going on, then you want to try it.
Yep.
Fucking.
And you're gonna have
give
mates.
It 100%.
You get two types of mates. You got your mates that'll sort of fucking, and you'll work out where they sort of stand with you too. So, your mates that'll go, oh yeah, fucking I'm all about that, or the other ones will go, nah, fucking don't even give it a go. Like it's not. Mm. Yeah.
And you are
and
going
you'll
to
see
always
those ones drop off.
You'll always have challenges along the way too.
Yeah.
Like you know, like. You might start it and then get some, you know, get a few months down the track and something goes wrong. Well, that's just going to happen with
if
life.
If it was easy,
everyone would be doing it. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not easy. I've just driven an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know you have.
To get here.
Just to do fucking, another episode.
Just to fucking talk shit and fucking drink.
Have a few beers. Yeah.
Actually, I'm not going to be buying these ones.
Yep.
It's not bad, but I wouldn't go towards them.
Mm-hmm.
Being the second one. So.
But that's why we do this. That's why we buy these and go, what do we rate them?
Yeah.
Now that you've had your second one, out of 10, what are you going to give it? What, a 3, a 5?
No.
Because you're not going to go back.
It's definitely over a 5. It'd be probably a 6, but I reckon.
But it's something that you're not going to go back and buy, is it?
No.
No, but you know what? We had to buy it to taste it because if you never bought it, you would never have tasted it.
If we never started this podcast, I would never drink this one.
Yes, there's a lot.
I can't wait to get the shelf up here. So,
and put it
like
one,
Noel was saying, get a shelf up here. We'll actually put one can
of each one
of everyone
that we've done since we've been here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. There's a whole fucking
that'll
slab
be,
over there.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, we would have not known that this is it. And it's not all about just about IPAs. It's just this one doesn't float our boat.
No.
Not for us.
I don't know whether it's the can.
I can still drink it. But it's not something that I'll go back
the can or I don't know. It's India Pale Ale or I don't know what it is. But yeah.
Don't know. Anyway, so mate, that was good. That was my little inspiration. And because Sylvester Stallone was talking in that motivational one, I wanted to bring back my music for this week. I was thinking, well, what's one of the famous Sylvester Stallone movies?
Rambo.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Rocky. But Rocky and Rambo, probably on par, isn't it?
Yep.
On par?
Rocky was first. Or, Rambo was first and then Rocky after that.
So you rate Rambo number one in your list? Or you're saying in timelines? Because wasn't Rocky first?
I think Rocky was first. He actually got himself into the Rocky, the story behind that was, pretty inspirational.
Yep.
Yep.
So anyway, Sylvester Stallone was saying that inspirational stuff in that first one I played. So I'm like, fuck yeah, I want some music around Rocky. The film, Rocky.
Yep.
Here we go, so I'll press play.
It's Eye of the Tiger, isn't it? Rubbing sunscreen.
Hang on,
the back of...
Right.
At Wathumba.
Take me back to hairy back. Take me back to hairy back. No, okay, so I fucked that up. I was actually going to play two songs.
Fucked it up.
Anyway, this one came up. Fuck me. This is why I'm not going to change it. This is how we do things here on the lads. Yeah, we fuck up. Everyone makes mistakes.
Actually,
right?
I do like Country Road Song.
This is the Country Road Song. Fucking hellish.
And it's normally a fucking really drunk time when you're singing it too.
So. Yeah, obviously I've just given everybody a sneak peek, but fuck, I just intro'd to the wrong fucking song. Like, anyway, hope everyone got a laugh out of that. I'm not fucking changing it. It's good.
It's good. It's good. It's good.
That's that Jim Carrey it's saying. Good. It's good. Yeah. It's good. All right, here we go. Hope you like this song because anyway, fuck it. Take me home. There you go. Just a different version of it.
I like it.
Bit of a remix.
I've actually never heard of a fucking bit of a techno version of Country Road. So.
That's what I love about it anyway. Yeah. So anyway, that was good. That was all about fucking up an intro
what
to
was
a song.
The one that you're actually going to play?
Oh, I was going to... I had a
maybe that's next week.
Is it Eye of the Tiger? I don't think it... Yeah, it is Eye of the Tiger. But it was a remix of Eye of the Tiger.
So my brother, when he was running out the football field, he'd always play Eye of the Tiger every time he ran out.
Really?
Yep. Zoned out. Zoned out. Over his head, fucking earphones on.
Yep.
Bit of a Walkman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Discman? Walkman?
That was a Walkman. Probably a Discman. So.
Yeah. And probably wouldn't run out with a Discman because they fucking never... They used to
they
jump.
Fucking jumped.
Yeah. I didn't even...
Did you ever actually... A-tracks?
What?
An A-Trax.
What's an A?
What? Oh, so I don't know either. So, but one of the old, one of the, Gary's old.
A-Trax.
But yeah, so it was apparently before. So apparently they come out in like an XY Falcon. They had an A-Trax. So it was before the cassette. And you'd actually feed it into the fucking...
I know with a cassette, you've got A-side and B-side.
Yeah, same. But no, A-Trax.
A-Trax.
Press pause.
Oh, fuck, here we go. All right, we're back on. So what is it? A, it's not...
Oh,
it's,
what up? Let me put my goggles back
put
on.
Your fucking... It's not... You said A-Trax. It's not A-Trax. It's oh, eight. It's A-Trax. Number... Talking to your microphone.
Yeah.
It's what? It's 8-track.
So it's a stereo 8 cartridge, commonly known as an 8-track. Went on the US market in 1965. Just like a cassette tape, an 8-track tape is magnetic analog music device. Fuck.
Yeah, okay. So it looks the same as a cassette player.
It looks exactly the same.
Obviously, but it's only got 8 tracks. When did you say it finished? 1980.
Yep.
All right, so obviously the...
Yeah, so it went on the market in 1965.
Yep.
And ceased in the early 80s.
Obviously, because it could only do a certain...
Let's go eight.
Eight. Well, yeah, so but it couldn't do A-side and B-side. So with cassette, yep. When that came in, you had an A-side,
yep.
Which would fit X amount
of... And apparently these were in the XY Falcon, so...
Yeah, so it probably is the birth of a standard cassette with A and B-side. Yep.
And do you remember Beta?
Beta.
So the Beta.
Oh,
the,
VHS.
Like VHS and Beta.
Yeah. I never really got into Beta because VHS was...
Yeah, it took over. So I was
that's all we ever had was VHS.
Oh, what was the... So the first movie you watched on VHS?
Oh, fucking hell.
So your parents probably would have had that. Obviously, you being a few years younger than me.
Okay, Spaceballs.
Spaceballs. Mine was American Teenager in London. American Teenage Wolf in London.
I was going to say, that's a werewolf one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. With Michael J. Fox.
I'm going to say Spaceballs simply because we fucking flogged it. Have you ever watched Spaceballs?
No. Nah.
Oh, okay. So it's a piss take of Star Wars.
Yep.
Like an absolute piss take. So
and that was the first one that you went to the video store and fucking selected it out and...
I think, no, not even selected. I think we actually bought the fucking thing and just had it on repeat every Saturday night for fucking 6 years.
Yep.
Spaceballs.
Yeah. Now we're showing our age.
Yeah, Spaceballs. So I'm going to give you a mission.
To watch it.
To watch
week.
Space. No, well, you know, just watch it.
Yep.
And it's got John Candy in it and some other bloke. But anyway, it is just an absolute.
He's dead now, isn't he?
Oh, he's been dead for 20 years, I think. He died a long time ago. Yeah.
Yep.
But an absolute piss take of Star Wars. So it's funny as fuck. And there's a little one like, anyway, so it's good. Star Wars. Fuck, got the heebie jeebies. Good. Jim Carrey cracks me up. Yeah. So, a VHS. So what was, you just said that. So VHS was obviously, so yeah. Fuck, we're going around circles. But cassette.
Knew there was an 8-track.
I never knew there was anything before cassette. So obviously
I thought
before
Gary
cassette
was saying 8-track.
Yeah, so it's 8-track.
It's 8-track, so.
So yeah. I'm just trying to think is if cassette could be 8-track as well. It's just got A and B side, so it's actually a 16-track. Something like that. Double the size. So technology though, like it phased out. Oh,
look at us now, like we're fucking Spotify and shit. So.
Oh, digital.
Yeah.
Like
it's yeah.
And it's crazy that VHS was around when we were young and then it just dropped off the face of the earth.
How about CDs though? So
Same thing. DVDs, same
thing. But you'd be fucking driving along. Don't even think about fucking mobile phone fucking distracting you. You're going through your fucking folder
yeah.
Trying to fucking sort shit and trying to feed a fucking disc into a fucking into a fucking stereo.
Yeah. Technology. It just amazes that, like, where we are now. So 1980 was when it phased out of...
In the 80s. It said the early 80s.
Okay. So I that's only 43 years ago. 2014. Mm-hmm. So for, that's only 44 years ago, right? When this 8-track that I've never heard of was phased out. The technology that we've done in the last 40 to 43 years to 44 years...
Oh, it's crazy.
...is fucking intense. Yeah. And as time goes on, we're getting faster and faster with how technology evolves, right?
Photos.
Oh, I was just having to have this conversation the other day.
Photos.
Do you know, I do not have one photo album of my kids.
As in
a photo album.
I do.
No, don't. And my oldest is 16 and a half.
Yep.
Actually, you know what? No, I don't. Because you know why I know? Is because it's all on digital, right? It's all digital. So I've got photos of my kids. And yes, it's photo albums, but it's digital photo albums. The last time I know I actually took a film in to get fucking printed or developed.
Processed.
Developed. Was 2004, 2005. My son was born in 2008. So I know that I don't have any actual still photos of him.
Yeah.
They're all digital. So I don't have a tangible or an actual photo album I can hand him. I can hand him a SD card. I can hand him a digital fucking format of all of his photos. But yet a fucking photo album.
So where did Kodak go? They're gone.
Kodak, well, that's the famous Kodak moment.
Mm.
That's the whole thing about Kodak was they didn't proceed with the digital world. That's the thing about not transitioning and not going, okay, how do we secure our future? It's famously, you look up, you just Google the Kodak moment. It died because they didn't believe that the digital thing would take over.
Did you ever have a bank book?
Yes, Commonwealth Dolomite bank book when I was a kid, yeah.
So do you remember when you got your first fucking key card?
100%, and I still run the same PIN code. So when I was...
What is it?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. So when I was still run, I don't know, 16, code. When I was 16, and I got my first Westpac card, the PIN number for that is the fucking same PIN number I use today.
Well done.
I know, and it's just one of those things that have always come through with me as I've grown on. And it's a set of numbers, whether it's 8 numbers or 12 numbers or 20 numbers, whatever it is, those numbers are stuck with me. Yeah, and it's my original PIN number.
That is nuts. I do not remember my original fucking PIN number.
Don't you?
Nah. So I do remember when we first got our fucking key card is to go into the bank on a fucking Monday and like fucking go and withdraw money on the fucking ATM.
Yep.
And then run inside and see if the money was still there. It fucking happened.
Yeah,
I've done it. I'm not that proud of it, but yeah. Fucking, you had to try.
Yeah.
Yep. Like fucking how quick? Like how quick could it be?
Yeah. No, I remember getting paid when I used to get paid. I used to get paid cash when I started, and then I had to bank it.
Fucking
in the little yellow envelope. Fucking, yeah.
With the fucking all the details. Yep. And shit like that.
I got So I started in my first job. I didn't start my first. My first job actually was electronically done, but when I first got my apprenticeship was after my first job. That was in 1995.
Yeah, so we were getting paid. 87 was probably the first time we got that little packet of money.
I was still getting that in 1995, that little packet.
Mm. It went on for a long time.
Oh.
But I remember, so when we were shearing as well, so when we used to go shearing, so you'd wait probably 2 weeks and then you get the farmer to write your check out.
Mm.
So how many sheep you shorn, fucking blah, blah, blah. And you get this fucking big ass check and you take it to the pub.
Oh, and to cash it in at the pub.
So, I'm going to fucking shout out. So, this was the Globe Hotel in Forbes, New South Wales, to Ray Drabs.
Right. So,
who was the owner of the fucking Globe Hotel at that stage. He would have enough cash there for us all to cash our checks in, and we were making fucking good coin, sure and cheap back then.
Yeah, wow. So, he would get cash.
We'd go in there and we'd cash our fucking checks.
Because you'd fucking spend it back. That's because you spend it back, mate, over the bar.
That's good business. It's good business. I remember my old man fucking actually going to the pub and going, yeah, just fucking wait in the car. I've got to go see a man about
some money.
See a man about a dog. That's not what it was. But
yeah.
He'd go in there and that's and how they check. Actually. But it was also how they got work the next week too. So.
Yeah.
So that was what they done. Mm. I sat in the car and I was fucking good.
So he got
He said, don't touch anything. I didn't touch anything.
Yeah, right.
I fucking touched everything.
Oh, yeah. Every fucking button in that car was special.
But yeah, so that's how we used to get it paid. So, and I remember, like, you come back with this big fucking wad of cash because being a young fella, I couldn't spend that much fucking money on piss back then. So now I'd give it a go.
Now.
Now. But I used to hide money in a dolphin torch. You remember the dolphin torch? Is that
I've got a yarn about a dolphin torch, but you go.
And I'd hide my money in the dolphin torch. And I'd hide it under all the dirty clothes, all the fucking clothes you didn't use, in the cupboard behind the fucking thing. So younger siblings didn't find it.
Yep.
And anyway, so I called upon this money one day. I went, fucking right out, I need some coin. I think I was going to buy a shotgun, actually. And I opened up my trusty dolphin torch because I've been fucking stashing shit in there. And it's got an IOU in there from mum.
Oh,
IOU X amount of money.
Yep.
I'm just going, what the fuck? How did you find that?
Yeah.
But
she just knew. Yeah.
She knew.
So dolphin torches, mate, as soon as anyone say dolphin torch, funniest yarn. So back in the 90s, out at the Weybridge, at the boat, is it the Weybridge? So on the way to the dump.
Yep.
They call it the Weybridge because that's just where trucks got weighed. And anyway, there's not actually a physical Weybridge. But on a Thursday night, I won't name drop anybody, but we used to go out there on Thursday night about 8 o'clock in the early 90s, mid-90s, and do drag racing and then burnouts and all that sort of stuff, right? So two cars on the Boona Motors Road at the Weybridge would fucking, and would you know, old mate would use a dolphin torch to fucking get them out and fucking drop the dolphin torch and fucking boom, two cars would take off. So I wasn't into cars big time back then, but I was into my motocross racing. So I took my Honda CR250 out there, strapped the fucking dolphin torch to the front fender so at least I had a fucking some sort of light, and I'd race anyone that wanted to race with cars. I didn't give a fuck. I was only good for about up to 120k an hour because my dirt bike was like, that was it. 120 is about max. So I'd beat everyone off the line, but then they'd fucking just
gone.
But anyway, I'd be out there doing fucking wheel stands for like kilometres. Just with the dolphin torch pointing up at the sky.
Actually, we need to do the – so Corey actually give you a challenge about the longest wheel stand too.
Corey?
Corey, Holly's boyfriend.
Oh, he did.
We cannot let him get away with that.
No. And I'm going to shout him out. Yeah, I'm up for a longest wheel standing competition. Yep. And the deal is when we turn up, there's no practicing.
No.
You get one chance.
That's it.
One chance. I don't care what bike we're on.
And I know, Corey, you listen because Holly said she's got nothing else to listen to when you're fucking in the car.
Yeah. Now, no, definitely. We'll do a wheel stand competition. Yep. I don't give a fuck who. I don't care when. But there's no practicing. It's you turn up and you get one go.
So the wheels are on the ground. It's fucking dolphin torches fucking waves in the air. And you go.
It's just, and then furthest wins.
Right out. Done.
Righto. And I'll bring my unicycle. And the deal is, If you beat me, oh, it doesn't give a fuck. You need to ride a unicycle too.
Done.
All right. Done. Good. Righto. So that's good. Fuck yeah.
Oh, joke. Do you have
a joke? Yeah, I got a joke of the day. Let me play the fucking intro because have you got a joke as well?
I do.
All right. So here we go. What do you call a redhead with a yeast infection?
An irritating cunt.
No, but that's good. All right, okay.
It is, isn't it?
No, it's not. No. So what do you call a redhead with a yeast infection?
I don't know.
Gingerbread. Oh, fuck.
I think I like mine better.
No, well, it's bread. You got to have gingerbread. Yeast makes bread. But I do like the way you're thinking. Holy fucking hell. I got tears in my eyes. Okay. Oh, fucking hell.
I can't even talk.
That's because I reckon I've won today. I reckon I've won. Right,
3 years ago, my doctor told me I was going deaf.
Hey? Yep.
I haven't heard from him since. I like yours better.
Yeah, fucking hell. I reckon. Yeah. I like mine today. Yeah. Gingerbread is the right answer, but it's also I like yours.
Irritating cunt.
Righto, I'm getting the fuck out of here because it's getting on.
Yeah.
In fact, this is a good potty today, mate. Chatted about a lot, so that is good. And I'll give you one last one.
It's good, it's good, it's good.
It's good.
Don't forget, guys. Oh, fuck. The old red button's gone. Anyways, camera's not recording anymore.
No, it's not going
to be happening. Yeah. He won't have... Oh, fuck. He just missed the joke of the day on the camera. Anyway, fuck. Be better, eh? That's why we need to plug it in. Yep. That's how we need to improve.
Do not be sorry.
No, we just be better. That's how we need to improve. This is make that camera last more than obviously an hour and fucking 15 minutes when that fucking thing zoned out. So, oh, it, you know what? It's done longer because we've had piss breaks and we didn't turn it off. So, anyway.
It's not the camera's fault. It's us. We'll be better.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We're still learning.
Whew. Anyway, if you want to participate in the show and fucking, you know, rant on about the shit that I go on about and call me names, go right ahead. You know, do a voice recording and fucking send it into the lads potty at gmail.com because you'll fucking get on. I don't give a fuck what you say, what you do, just fucking send it in.
Actually, I've got one I'd like to shout out actually.
Yeah.
Cordy's next door neighbor.
Yep.
Keep him coming.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Fuck, so I felt a little bit fucking, I need to say something about this, but you've actually fucking empowered me to actually fucking tell Stiffy. Fuck off. You don't be rubbing sunscreen.
Yeah, exactly.
In random people's face. I know.
Like if you thought.
Never. Never.
Never ever.
So thanks, mate.
All right, Cordy's next door neighbor. You can fuck off too. And Barney, you can fuck off. And that's my two fuck offs of the week.
See yous, bye.
Oh, what already? Okay. All right, I'm out. See yous later. Bye. Come on. Let's go.